What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Sunday morning. Today I'm going to be continuing my NFL mock draft for the New York Giants. And guys, I'm going to be going on the defensive side of the ball today. And look, my prospect for today is going to surprise a lot of people. And there might be another. We are going to be witnessing another twin duo of football players. Obviously, you know how you have Joey Bosa and Nick Bosa. Well, we're going to be having another brother duo in the NFL. And I think there's going to be, you know, obviously you have Kelce's, you have Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. How about the Giants doing something, like, just imagine the New York Giants doing something that no other NFL team has done. And that's have two brothers that play on the same side of the football on one team. Yeah. So, here's my NFL prospect for today. He's an edge rusher out of LSU, and his name is B.J. Ojulari. Yeah. B.J. Ojulari. Azeez Ojulari's brother. I had no idea that Azeez Ojulari had a brother, but he does. And I'm going to say his brother is very good. He's coming out of LSU. LSU is a very good football team. And he's going to be, his brother is going to be in this year's draft class. You know, now the question obviously is, could BJ join his brother on the Giants defense? Well, I don't know. I think it would be shocking to me. I mean, if the Giants somehow, if this guy's still on the draft board, that would be crazy, you know. But this guy, he's gonna end up being great, you know. He's gonna end up being great if his brother, if Azeez Ojulari can get 10.5 sacks in his rookie season. What do you think? This guy's going to do. I think if the Giants somehow land B.J. Ojulari in the NFL draft, the Giants defense, they're going to have three guys that are going to be huge threats off the edge. You have Kayvon Thibodeau, and you have these two guys. You have to deal with the Ojularis. You got to deal with these guys. But I would love to see this guy on the Giants. And here's why. Look, the Giants had a formidable starting defensive front in 2022. Not only did they have one of the best defensive tackle duos in the NFL, they fielded a pair of young and dynamic edge rushers who made each other better, you know, at least when everyone was healthy. Injuries along the Giants' defensive front revealed a troubling lack of depth that opponents were able to exploit. And in particular, the Giants could really use another starting caliber edge defender to give them more security, as well as options for Wink Martindale's scheming. You know, B.J. Ojulari, like I said, he's the younger brother of Giants' Azeez Ojulari, and the two share many traits. They're both versatile. They're both extremely athletic and they both have great motors, as well as the ability to be very disruptive behind the line of scrimmage. Now, obviously the question would be, could the younger Ojulari join his brother on the Giants defense? Well, the guy, he's a pretty big football player. He's 6'2", 248 pounds. He played in 31 games. For the LSU Tigers, he had 128 tackles, 25.5 tackles for loss, 16.5 sacks, 2 passes defended, and 2 forced fumbles. Those are pretty good numbers. I mean, when I heard that this guy was going to be in a draft, I was like, well, first of all, like I said, I had no idea Aziz Ojulari had a brother, you know, but now I do. And I'm going to want this guy. I would love to have this guy, you know. For one, he's coming out of LSU. LSU is a very great college. And two, his brother is Aziz Ojulari. Aziz Ojulari was named one of the top edge defenders coming out of his draft. So no one can say that there's gonna be any difference. This guy has a lot of great things you love. He has great length. He has great lower body fluidity, great versatility, great technique, great first step, great competitive toughness. I think the things he needs to work on, though, he needs to work on his play strength, and he needs to work on his awareness and zone coverage. Look at this is an easy projection. This guy is going to be a designated pass rusher with starting upside in a multiple defense. Point blank, period. But back to what I was saying. This guy is a long, athletic, skilled, versatile, and highly competitive edge prospect from LSU. You know, Ojulari has a prototypical build for a modern positionless edge defender. At 6'2", 248 pounds, with 34.5-inch arms, this guy has a good blend of size, length, and leverage to routinely deal with offensive linemen, but is still athletic enough to drop into coverage on occasion. He primarily plays from a two-point stance, but plays from a number of alignments in LSU's defense. He rushes from both the left and right edge of the defense, as well as occasionally aligning over to B or even A gaps. You know, Ojulari possesses a very good first step as a pass rusher. He times the snap well and explodes off the ball with little wasted movement and a good pad level. He has a very flexible lower body, which allows him to maintain his pad level throughout his rush. Likewise, he's able to bend the edge and carry his speed into the backfield on outside rushes. This guy has solid hand usage and does a good job of using his hands and length to keep offensive linemen from fully engaging with him. He's able to fight off their punch, and he has a solid repertoire of pass rush moves. He is primarily a speed rusher, using club rip and long arm moves to beat blockers off the edge. Another thing I really loved from watching him on tape, he seems to rush with a definite plan, and throws in speed to power or spin moves once offensive linemen begin expecting his speed off the edge. You know, his lateral agility and quickness also allows him to rush from unexpected angles in gap exchange games. You know, Ojulari is able to effectively loop from one side of the defense to the other in big twist games. You know, this guy is a very patient run defender. He does a very good job of using his athleticism, technique, and length to keep offensive linemen from locking in their blocks. You know, his first step allows him to dart into the backfield and disrupt running plays behind the line of scrimmage. You know, he routinely drops into coverage zones to help disguise LSU's pressure packages and muddy reads for quarterbacks. He also has a solid range, and his fluid lower body literally allows him to look relatively natural playing in space. This guy is fluid enough in space that he can stay with most running backs and tight ends in space, as well as run with them down the field. But now you guys know me. As much as I love talking a lot of positives about a player, there's also, you know, I also gotta talk about the negatives, you know. Now look at him. While Ojulari gets good depth and moves well in zone coverage, he needs to continue to work on his awareness. He can find himself covering grass at times and be slow to pick up players entering his zone. You know, he also lacks a significant power aspect to his game. He's able to convert speed to power and win with his burst, but he lacks the strength to consistently fight off offensive linemen if they're able to lock in their blocks. As a result, he can occasionally be slightly slow in penetrating into the backfield and not be in good position to make a play. Likewise, he can also struggle to quickly disengage from offensive linemen and run defense, and can find himself moved off the ball if he isn't able to maintain good leverage when setting an edge. So, I gave this guy an overall grade of a 7.8. My projection, look, like I said, this guy's gonna be a designated pass rusher, you know, to start his career. But this guy has the potential to grow into a starting edge, you know, early in his rookie contract. You know, his primary, look at BJ Ojulari, his primary job and value to his future team, it's simple. It's going to be rushing the passer. You know, Ojulari can rush from all over, the defensive front. And his blend of explosiveness, length, flexibility, and technique should make him a very dangerous rusher very well in his career. You know, he can further help a pass rush by dropping into coverage to disguise pressure packages, and he's even a capable coverage player. He probably shouldn't be expected to make plays in zone coverage, though. He could be matched up on running backs or tight ends in man coverage. You know, he may never be a dominant run defender, but his patience and athleticism allow him to be a disruptive run defender and a good player in pursuit. He has a very strong motor and makes plays through sheer persistence. You know, like I said before, he will need to work with a team's strength and conditioning coach to continue to build strength and power to fully unlock his potential at the NFL level. But trust and believe me, once he's able to win through power or speed, as well as fight his way through persistent blockers, this guy should become a good starter for any attacking defense. And that's all I got to say about that, guys. And yep, look it. When I heard that Azeez Ojulari's brother, BJ Ojulari, I was like, holy, what the? Azeez Ojulari has a brother? I was like, okay. When I heard that this guy was the brother to Azeez Ojulari, I was processing for a little bit, and I was like, just imagine. These two monsters, plus with Kayvon Thibodeau, with a monster Dexter Lawrence, and obviously we're gonna see who's gonna be the other. Let's see. This guy can't be a defensive. He's not a defensive tackle. He doesn't have the body frame to be a defensive tackle. I was thinking about it for a second, but I was processing about this guy being Azeez Ojulari's brother. I was like, just imagine if this guy was a Giant. You have two monsters coming off the edge. If this guy goes to the Giants, oh shoot. All offensive lines are gonna, they're gonna be like, oh, we gotta go up against these three guys. We gotta deal with these guys coming off the edge. We got two monsters that know each other very well, and we got one monster that's very emotional when it comes to playing football, and Kayvon Thibodeau. you know. Then we got to deal with Dexter Lawrence, and I'm hoping we could keep Leonard Williams, you know. But hey, if we get BJ Ojulari, oh God, that would be amazing. But yeah, guys, that's all I have for you today. That's my NFL draft prospect for today, BJ Ojulari, edge rusher out of LSU. Let me know how you guys feel about this player. Hey, I'm pretty sure every Giants fan will love this, you know? I mean, if Aziz Ojulari can rack up 8.5 sacks in his rookie year, why can't this guy do the same thing, you know? So, hey, I would love this. If the Giants get this, if they can bring this guy in, this would definitely be a home run draft pick. But hey, you never know. And yeah, guys, that's all I have to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will be doing another one of my NFL draft prospect profiles tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And I'll also keep you guys updated for more Giants updates and news. So also stay tuned for that as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, I'll keep you guys updated. But until then, I am out. Peace.